Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The mighty Wurlitzer awakened at the grand reopening of the 89-year-old Egyptian Theater, which had been closed since 2005. Having raised more than $1 million for the theater's restoration, the Egyptian Theater Preservation Association has only a few finishing touches remaining to complete its task. Guests at the reopening on the evening of June 20th, 2014, were serenaded by Paul Quirino on the Wurlitzer, one of the famous pipe organs installed in theaters, homes, churches, and other places between 1914 and 1943. Quirino has cared for the instrument for 30 years and kept it in perfect condition. The organ accompanied silent movies when the theater opened in 1925. Later, another organ was attached to the original, creating an instrument with four manuals or keyboards and 18 sets of pipes. The organ fell silent as talkies replaced silent films, and the theater closed in 2005. In addition to the organ music, last month's grand opening featured a film cutting in place of a traditional ribbon cutting, speeches by dignitaries, live jazz, silent movies, and of course, popcorn. 10 or 12 beautifully restored Model A Fords graced the sidewalk in front of the theater and down the street. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.